This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Attorney General William Barr stands by his handling of the Mueller report. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The Justice Department has released a statement defending Attorney General William Barr's handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. The statement says, in part, that the Mueller report contains sensitive grand jury material that cannot be immediately released to the public. Barr has come under fire from congressional Democrats for issuing a four-page letter summarizing Mueller's nearly 400-page report. Barr has informed members of Congress he intends to release the entire report with redactions by mid-April. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Boeing admitted Thursday that a faulty sensor in its anti-stall system played a part in last month's deadly Ethiopian plane crash. Boeing CEO Dennis Smallenberg apologized for two recent crashes.
We at Boeing are sorry for the lives lost in the recent 737 MAX accidents. These tragedies continue to weigh heavily on our hearts and minds, and we extend our sympathies to the loved ones of the passengers and crew on board Lion Air Flight 610 and Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302.
Ethiopian investigators released their preliminary report into the disaster that killed 157, saying the anti-stall system kept pushing the nose of the plane downward shortly after takeoff as the pilot struggled to take control. Ethiopia's transport minister said the pilots flying the Boeing 737 MAX 8 performed all the procedures repeatedly provided by the manufacturer, but was not able to control the aircraft. The U.S. government granted waivers to just 6% of visa applicants subject to its travel ban on a handful of countries during the first 11 months of that ban. That's according to new data reviewed by Reuters. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump, alongside Chinese Vice Premier Li Yuhua, confirmed that from the Oval Office that while significant progress has been made, there is no new trade agreement, not yet anyway, between the world's two largest economies. Still, President Trump said an announcement of a deal could come in the next 4 weeks, maybe less, maybe more, saying that they've made a lot of progress.
The relationship with China is very strong, probably the strongest it's ever been, in a sense, and yet we're negotiating a strong deal. But I think our relationship is at a point that's about at the highest it's been.
The Yu, speaking in English, praised the direct guidance of Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping, adding, hopefully, we'll get a good result. President Trump is issuing a new threat to Mexico and the fight over illegal immigration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says Mexico needs to help stop migrants from crossing the border. If it doesn't, that's fine.
We're going to tariff their cars coming into the United States.
Calling it a powerful incentive and a less drastic measure than his standing threat to shut the southern border altogether. He's also giving Mexico a one-year warning. Stop illegal drugs from flowing into the U.S., again, under the threat of tariffs on vehicles.
You know I will do it. I don't play games. I'll do it.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told NATO foreign ministers Thursday the 29-nation alliance must alter its approach to developing threats throughout the world. Pompeo delivered opening remarks to the foreign ministers as they met in Washington for a second day to commemorate the 70th anniversary of NATO. The two-day gathering has been marred by differences over security and other issues. Disagreement with Turkey has intensified over its plan to buy a Russian air defense system, and the U.S. has repeated demands for allies to increase their defense spending. Congress voted Thursday to end U.S. participation in the war in Yemen, giving President Trump a bipartisan rebuke of his foreign policy. The House passed that resolution 247 to 175, with 16 Republicans joining majority Democrats. The Senate passed the resolution last month. There's another name to the crowded field of Democratic presidential candidates. This time, it's moderate Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan announcing his candidacy on Thursday. Ryan is 45 and has represented the state of Ohio, at least northeastern Ohio, an area that has voted for President Trump's party since 2002. Ryan was barely known nationally until 2016 when he challenged Nancy Pelosi for the key position of House Democratic leader. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.